Minnesota News Network, good morning. I'm Bick Smith. In Indiana on Tuesday, Donald Trump sailed to an easy victory in the presidential primary. His main opponent, Ted Cruz, dropped out of the race. Minnesota Democrat Walter Mondale says he's never seen anything like what's happening this year in American politics.
Republican establishment, if one exists, has lost all control of this guy. And he's saying things that have never said, been said before, and are really, could be really dangerous to our friends and relationship with the United States across the globe.
Mondale says the beginning of the movement that led to Trump's popularity began back in the 1980s. On the Democratic side yesterday in Indiana, Bernie Sanders beat Hillary Clinton. Minnesota's first ever statewide high school mock election will allow students to weigh in on their picks for president. Secretary of State Steve Simon says more than a quarter of all high schools in the state have already signed up.
Be bold, be courageous. The nation's counting on you.
Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Minnesota Tuesday urging the Minnesota legislature to require criminal background checks for all gun sales. Republican Representative Tony Cornish from Vernon Center.
If you go out and explain to the person that this really is registration and it's not just a background check, I think they changed their mind.
Cornish says he does not see any hope at all for a gun control measure this year. And new reports say painkillers were found at the scene of Prince's death at his home in Chanhassen late last month. In addition, the Star Tribune is reporting Prince was scheduled to meet with an addiction doctor the day after his body was found in an elevator at Paisley Park. On Tuesday, the Carver County Sheriff's Office released several years' worth of calls it received concerning the music icon, some of which dealt with drug addiction. A travel ban in North Carolina due to a controversial new law will impact Minnesota college athletics. Minscu has announced it is banning teams from traveling there due to a law that requires transgender people to use the bathroom that corresponds to the gender on their birth certificate. Governor Dayton earlier banned all non-essential travel to North Carolina, which is the site for all Division II and III baseball championship tournaments this spring. A committee in the Republican-controlled House last night passed a bill to abolish the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. The auditor's report found that the IRRB did not adequately oversee its economic development loans and grants. Balsam Township Democrat Tom Anzels responds the bill takes away from the region's local property tax money.
We're talking our property wealth. This is the property wealth of northeastern Minnesota.
It's unlikely the measure would clear the Democratic-controlled Senate. This is the Minnesota News Network.